My name is Brandon Boy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
This is Mike Edison, host of Art Senses a Seizure, as you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, please visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Oh, there it is, like the never-ending snow through March, the opening tune of Eating Disorder on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We are back Monday night. My name is Crazy Legs Conti. I'm joined by my co-host.
Hi, this is the Reverend Spiro.
And we are not joined by our other co-host, Chef Paul Girard.
Where's Paldo?
We were doing a Where's Paldo. So unbeknownst to him, I hope he's going to listen or is listening, he opened up a new spot, which a lot of people have been to.
Bel Rev,
down in Tribeca. Mm-hmm. So we are auditioning new co-hosts. I brought in 5-year-old Eli, who's working on his kindergarten homework. Eli, do you want to say anything in the mic?
No, now he's shy.
Now? You don't want to say anything? It's not going to be a very good audition. No? Just come over and say anything. Can you tell us what your homework assignment is?
No.
All right, well, all right. It may not pan out with 5-year-old Eli, but he's going to continue to do his homework while we do Eating Disorder. Five and a half. I don't know if you can hear from that far away.
So where you been this week?
I am recovering from disaster. FEMA should have been called in to hot dog death camps. Hot dog holocaust. My first Nathan's qualifier was last night,
right
in Florida, near Lakeland, the Plant City Strawberry Festival. I should have brought you back some fresh strawberries or boiled peanuts, but instead I bring you back indigestion, as in a bun buzzer beater. Nasty Nate Biller got me on the stuff. What's in your mouth at the end counts, and I only stuffed half a dog. He stuffed a whole dog. You really have to overstuff it in the final moments. It's a lot like prom night, and I did not do a good job. So I ate 22 3/4. He ate 23 and is heading to Coney Island, so I will have to reassess. But yourself, I'm smelling nitrates and hot dogs. You have a distinct... Have you been drinking a lot of Sauvignon Blanc? What am I smelling?
No. What you're smelling is cat pee.
Oh, cat pee. See, I thought it was your new cologne. Paco Rabanne's.
Absolutely not.
Paco Rabanne's cat pee.
It's
Eau de Cité.
Now, me and my girlfriend, who used to be the co-host of...
Mike Arts and Judy.
Arts and Seizures.
Oh, Arts and Seizures, yes.
With Mike Edison.
Yes.
Is trying to get the ferals off of our patio. And we've turned into this like Canadian style Wolverine trapping family.
Well, it's good. Yeah. I've been to your place, and I was actually a little afraid. The ferals dress in outfits similar to the Warriors gangs.
Yes, they do.
Chappaqua is going through a coyote destruction scenario.
Yeah.
You are going through a feral cat. Oh, destruction scenario.
But we got a few.
You got a few. You caught a few. What do you do with them?
Three so far. Right. We've got a feral who's pregnant already, and that's going to a no-kill shelter.
Okay.
And the whole thing is about getting them and notching their ears and spaying and neutering them and bringing them back.
You are the Bob Barker of... of Queens.
No.
Wasn't he big on spading and neutering?
Yes, but Judy is. It's not about me.
She's...
Honestly, I'm actually the big, like, oh, come on, I gotta fucking do something, I gotta work. Why do we have to have, like, cat spray everywhere? Which is why I smell like a cat.
I don't understand. Because the cats are peeing on you as you're attempting to spray and neuter them?
Male cats.
Spade and neuter? What is it?
Spray.
Spray. You spray them and neuter them?
They spray.
They spray, and that's when you know to cut off their genitals?
Well, eventually, yeah, at one point or another. But the thing is, they spray everywhere, and it smells of little else.
Got it. Well, all right. It's an interesting funk in here at the back of Roberta's. So we'll just keep rolling with that. It's I got the hot dog nitrates coming off me, garlicky. Anything else you want to cover, or can we introduce our guest? I'm pretty excited about our guest.
Listen, Drew.
All right. So you probably have a lot of background on him, but I'm going to, and you're going to introduce him, but I want to say my favorite band is The Tubes. I've seen them over maybe 40 times over 30 years. I saw them in the 8th grade, the 10th grade. I got a fake ID in Boston. I think see them when I was a senior in high school.
Yeah, he's a total asshole.
I am a asshole. We can retat it. But the amazing thing is,
smile.
All the years, discounting it was like Canandaigua, New York, was a joint show at a minor league baseball stadium. So it was like Flock of Seagulls, The Tubes, Night Ranger, So that's sort of a group show. All the times I've seen them, every opening band I've ever seen them, seen play before them, I've never enjoyed. I've never had one moment of, oh, that was good, oh, they were great. Except there was one act that opened for The Tubes at B.B. King's maybe 3 years, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is it. This is what I want to hear. And that is our guest tonight. Let me turn it over to you. Do you have some bio on him? I just know his name.
Yes, I do.
And that he rocks.
Our guest tonight is my friend Cornmo.
Cornmo. Like a Viking god named Cornmo.
Yes, yes. Who is the frontman for 357 Lover.
Yes.
welcome, Cornmo.
Thank you.
Do you remember that Tube show?
I remember that Tube show.
That was the only. Have you played B.B. King's a lot, or was that?
Yeah, I used to a lot.
Okay.
And that night, there was somebody in the audience who kept yelling out that I look like Rick Wakeman. And that's nice, because I usually get meatloaf, and that usually means.
Really?
That usually means I'm overweight at the time.
You know what's strange, though, is when you came in the studio, it took me a moment to recognize you because I remembered, you know, you have the long flowing locks, but I did. It's maybe terrible to say, but real life makes you 10 inches shorter. I remember you as like this Norse giant god with the accordion, and you're very pleasant in real life, but you could be a librarian. When I saw you on stage, I was like, oh my God, that guy. And here's the one thing people should understand. When you say rock star, the accordion is not necessarily the instrument that comes to mind.
No, I'm sorry. Wrong person to talk to.
All right.
I love Weird Al, and Weird Al is a rock star.
All right.
And, yeah,
but I was going to say that accordion. I feel like Cornmo pulls off the masculinity of the accordion more than Weird Al.
Oh.
I get a very yonic, feminine vibe from Yankovic.
Yankovic is okay. I love Weird Al, but I love the accordion. The accordion is a great Eastern European instrument. All right, that could fucking kill it.
All right, so Slavic Soul. There's a lot of bands that incorporate the accordion, but are there, other than Weird Al and Cornmo? I'm going to ask you, Cornmo. Are there a lot of solo accordionists? I know you play with a band, but
yes, there are.
Of note?
No.
Okay. Right.
Well, it depends on what you mean of note. I used to go on this tour called the Monsters of Accordion Tour.
Oh, all right. See?
And that's when I met a lot of solo accordion players, and I thought they were all fantastic.
Yeah,
but
you met like the accordion players. Like, all right.
Yeah.
What kind of venues does the Monsters of Accordion Tour play?
We played the Troubadour.
Wow.
Sold it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. And one of the guys on the tour, sweet guy, he quit high school in Nashville, found some money, went to Serbia and learned Serbian music, and then he came back and told his brother and his sister, said, I think I'm gonna move to LA instead of Nashville to do music, and I'm gonna do Serbian music. And then he was amazing. And then I said, you know, I saw this kid at a brunch in Prospect Heights once. He had a rainbow accordion, and it was so good. And he goes, that was me. I was like, wow, my world's getting smaller. Then I go, do you have a girlfriend? He goes, yes, I do. She's in L.A. And I go, what does she do? She's an actress. She just found out she has a sister she didn't know about, so she's going through some stuff. And I said, I can't wait to meet her. And when I met her, it was Shannon Sossaman.
Oh!
Yeah!
One of my favorite actresses.
She's so nice.
And is not in enough stuff. I've watched Knockoff Japanese horror films just because she was in it. She's great. I mean, unbelievable. Stunningly beautiful.
Amazingly beautiful.
I have a big crush on Gina Gershon, but overall rankings, I got to go Olivia Wilde in the number one spot and her in the number two.
She's so nice.
And she has a band. Is the band with her sister?
Oh, I don't know. But the fact that she was getting married to this kid, I was just like, you are the coolest girl.
That is cool.
And she was so sweet.
Yeah.
And
so the Rainbow Accordion Kid is married to her now?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
they're making
sweet,
beautiful accordion music together.
Well, I mean, it's also, there's also the guys who used to do Manhattan at underneath Canal Street.
Yeah. But those were all, that was very...
Squeezebox, but
the accordion was just one of the elements. When Cornmo's up on stage, it's him and his instrument.
Much like how he's described.
Yes.
Which is a little Tiny Tim, a little Queen, a little Meatloaf.
All right. I opened for Tiny Tim.
You did?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
Fantastic.
He's since passed away, right?
He has.
Yeah.
The president of the Tiny Tim fan club is in Dallas, Texas. His name is Bucks Burnett.
And you're from Dallas originally?
No.
Or you spent a lot of time
in Dallas. Near
Denton.
Dallas.
Got it.
Denton.
Okay.
And so I went to his, he had a record store, and I walked in. I go, hey, I saw the Tiny Palooza poster. Please, may I, if there's an extra slot, may I open? And he said, I thought you'd be coming in here. I've got your slot. So I got to open for
him. Amazing.
And it was great. And afterwards, he came back. He came back to Denton to record with a band called Brave Combo, which is an accordion-driven band.
Okay.
And he recorded his last album with them, and I so wanted to write a new Tiptoe for the Tulips for him. So
yes.
I wrote the song called Lollipop, which is one I just do in my own set. Because he passed away, I couldn't, you know. Not that he would have taken it, but anyways, he was a great, great performer.
That's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. There was some sadness in that story, but I also want to point out that maybe my favorite thing ever said on Eating Disorder was they're an accordion-driven band. Tiny Tim played the ukulele?
Yeah.
All right, so I want to get back to that, but first let's stick on people you've opened for that you admire, because the Rev had a list of some pretty big notables.
I mean, you've opened for Andrew W.K.
And you said he was very nice as well.
He's if there was like a superhero niceness, that would be like his power is niceness.
He writes the column for the Village Voice on you write in. He's like Ann Landers or whatever. You write in and you're like, I'm having trouble with this. And the last, I think last week was, can I party but be sober because I'm now off, you know, drinks and drugs. And he was like, partying has nothing to do with drinking and drugging. It has to do with partying. And he really broke it down in an excellent academic but exciting way. Other people you've opened for that you like?
Well, let me tell you about the Tube show.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Afterwards, when that guy yelled out, you look like Rick Wakeman, I shrugged it off.
Okay.
Because I'd gotten that before. And after my set, I walked to the bar. And this guy yelled out, hey, man, you're great. Well, you do look like Rick Wakeman.
Okay.
I ignored him.
Uh-huh.
And he said, hey. And he kept trying to get me to look over. And he goes, seriously, you look like Rick Wakeman. I was like, okay, I'm going to stop this guy right now. And then the guy looked at him and he goes, check it out. And Rick Wakeman was sitting right next to him.
Oh. No.
Yeah. And he's the reason the Tubes got big. He's the guy that got the
Holy
Tube sign.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he was there. And then I walked up to him and I was like, I had said, I wrote... my band has a rock opera based on you and Alice Cooper having a kid. Not together. You guys just hooked up with the same... In the story, you guys hooked up with the same girl within, like, nights of each other, and she had a kid, and she didn't know who was the dad, so she named the kid Alice Wakeman. That was the basis of this rock opera.
And what was his response?
He changed the subject very quickly. And he was super nice.
Okay.
And then the guy who was heckling... Well, he wasn't really heckling... Yeah. But he said the guy yelling at me was a retired NYP detective. Huh. And the guy was really nice. He gave me his card, and Rick was like, keep that card. That's your get-out-of-jail-free card.
Literally, yeah. All right.
All right. So one of the reasons that I've always wanted to join the show is that you also had an album based on a hamburger.
Me and my friends had this game where we'd go, your favorite this is a that.
Yeah.
And we would just try to one-up, like, your favorite, I don't know, your... your favorite band is, I don't know, name a, you know, you name a band and that's funny to say out loud or whatever. And then my response was, your favorite hamburger is a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And so they're like, ah, oh, you win this day. It doesn't make any sense because I'm not building it up to what the game was, but I won that day. So then I was like, when we were looking for an album name, I thought that was a fine name.
Yeah. Well, okay. So here's what I'm gonna throw out there. We're about to go to break. You want to throw on the accordion?
Yeah.
And Eli, our 5-year-old auditioning. Have you ever seen an accordion before? Look over at Cornmo. What does the accordion look like to you? Dramatic pause. Does it look similar to any other instrument? No? It looks sort of like a mini piano, perhaps? Cornmo, is playing an accordion similar to playing a piano or not?
It's really? Similar, yeah.
All right.
Pretty similar.
What did you want, Rev? Is he going to crank it up before the break?
Well, I'm hoping we can close out with this.
All right, all right.
I'll play the song right for Tiny Tim. That's easy.
That'd be lovely. That'd be lovely.
And I'm supposed to sing quietly, right? Because it's this.
No, blow it out. Blow it out, man. We're accordion driven this show.
Yes, please.
Okay. It's lollipop time with you. Life just keeps getting sweeter. It's a lollipop time with you. Nothing else could be neater. So hop, 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 let's go. It's time for the Cornmo Show. It's a lollipop time. A lollipop time with you. Got a box of jujubes, a bottle of Yoo-Hoo, a couple of Mad magazines, and Tony Braxton's on the radio. Thank you, God, in radio. All I need is you here by me. It's lollipop time with you. And life just keeps getting sweeter. It's a lollipop time with you. And nothing else could be neater. So hop, 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 let's go. It's time for the Cornmo Show. It's a lollipop time. A lollipop time with you. The Vatican is Madigan. Gonna get me Madigan. And Uncle Buck on TV. It's a lollipop time. A lollipop time with you.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh. We're going to break. We're going to break.
We'll be back. Ah.
This is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, and you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Wow. Wow. We are still in stunned, just amazing. Dedicated to Tiny Tim, both his memory and a song that we could hear him performing as Corn Mo, our guest tonight at Indie Store, played the accordion and sang beautifully. If I was not an irresponsible babysitter dragging a five-year-old past his bedtime, I would say that we would announce that this would now be the first ever seven-hour show of just Corn Mo playing.
Oh, of course.
That was really good. That was really good.
Thank you.
The Rev wants to get into Rockstar's Gone.
I just want to get into a couple of things. I mean, there's always been food and rock stars. I mean, like the guy from Tool, Maynard, had, you know, he had his vineyard and he had his movie about it. But I mean,
Doobie Brothers have a vineyard too.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And there's all kinds of rock and roll and food,
which makes sense. Science. They're on the road a lot.
But recently, yes, we've had St. Vincent, Arcade Fire, and Zach Wilde, of all people, starting coffee companies.
Because these are sober rock stars, perhaps?
Not necessarily, but you don't have to be sober to like coffee.
No, I know. David Lynch has a coffee line at independent movie theaters
because
he likes coffee with movies, as do I. So I was pleased by that. I generally don't do coffee at rock shows.
I'm with you, and I think they should just do action figures. Fuck coffee.
All right. Now, Cornmo, were you aware of this rock stars putting out their own coffee scenario?
About 5 minutes before the show started.
Yeah. What would be an accordion player's food or drink tie-in that you would like to see on the circuit?
I make my own barbecue sauce.
Done.
Really?
Done. Corn Mo's barbecue sauce. Fine. Does it have a name?
No. I didn't go that far. I just make it.
You make it?
But it's sorghum-based. My hometown is Cadiz, Kentucky.
Okay.
And I was telling my girlfriend today that because she's a dancer, her mom's a dancer, her mom didn't push her into being a dancer. My dad was a farmer and a soldier, and he studied horticulture in college. He never pushed any of those things on me.
Ah.
But I wished he'd pushed farming on me, because when we moved...
You wish he'd held a gun to you and was like, go plant some daisies or something.
Something, yeah. Because when I moved to his hometown for a couple of years...
Because the Armageddon is coming.
Yeah.
Because you're going to enjoy the taste of a fresh pulled collard green.
Yeah.
But I went to the high school he went to, and one day, like, more than half of the school was gone. I was like, where is everybody? And I'm like a city, you know, I'm a military kid.
Right.
I moved around a lot. So I was like, where is everybody? And they're like, oh, they're learning how to make sorghum molasses.
Oh.
And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I want to learn how to make sorghum molasses.
And they're like, they get a donkey, and the donkey walks in a circle, and they grind. It's like making maple syrup, kind of.
Really?
And I was like,
I didn't even know there's a donkey involved.
Yeah, there's a donkey involved.
In molasses?
Huh?
There's a donkey involved in molasses.
I'm going to just go on record saying the best molasses is donkey related,
so,
and accordion driven.
So I was like, why didn't I? How come my dad didn't try to give me an FFA? Then I see all those jackets, those blue jackets with your name on them and the cool patch on the back.
Yeah.
I could have had one of those jackets and not been ironic. It would have been real.
In Boston, it was all about the hockey jackets. Clearly, though, where you grew up, it was all about the farmer's jacket.
Mm. Yeah. So there you go. I use the sorghum from my hometown to make my barbecue sauce, and it makes all the difference.
Custom bottle, looks like an accordion, gives a good squeeze, and I want to see that product out there.
You got it.
Was your father, your mother, who gave you your musical talent besides yourself? But I mean, was that any of that running in the family?
My mom played piano.
Okay.
So did my aunt. And my dad played trumpet in marching band.
Huh.
And they got me piano lessons when I was a kid.
First time you heard the accordion, do you remember?
The first time I recognized the accordion as an awesome instrument was when I moved to Denton, and I was going to music school. And I remember going to orientation, and I didn't know anything about what was cool and what wasn't cool. And I remember everybody sitting around going, David Byrne's a genius. And I was thinking, wait, why? Why is he a genius? I got to know. And that voice inside that tells you to shut up?
Right.
It got really loud because I was about to go, what do you guys think of Bing Bing Malmsteen? He's great. But the voice inside said, just shut up and listen to why David Byrne's a genius.
Right.
You'll learn something. So I kept quiet.
Yep.
Then we went to see, in the school, they said, the class I was in said, we're going to go check out this band that's playing in the school. And they were called Brave Combo, the band that...
Okay.
And I remember watching them, and they they played these polkas, these rock polkas,
yeah.
And then they played a. They said, "Now we're going to play a samba version of the Exorcist theme."
Oh,
and I was like, "Who are these guys?"
That's my ringtone, by the way. The Exorcist theme.
Right. They were, and I was, and that's, and I was like, "This is what I want to do." And I was in a metal band, and my guitar player's mom worked at a homeless shelter in San Antonio, and she found a broken accordion in the dumpster she pulled it out. She thought I'd like it, and that's what started it.
Wow.
I mean, that's one of the things when I have to say, every time I try, I play bass, I'm not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, and I play guitar, I'm okay. Right, but every time I travel, I always find an accordion. I don't want to, I'm like, I should buy this, I should learn it, but I'm afraid to. Because it's the same as like buying a piano. I'm not sure if I were to buy this accordion.
It's lighter than a piano.
Yeah, and
it's true.
Easier.
But
you
if it's fucked, I can't, I'm not going to be able to like play the thing.
Oh, right.
And I have no way. It's kind of like the same way of as looking at a car. I have no way of knowing if the thing actually works.
Is it hard to refurbish an accordion, Cornmo?
Yes and no. Like I when I tour, I learned immediately how to fix it.
Okay.
And but I can't. I'm not good at tuning it.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
Which takes like you got to shave the wax. Add
I want to learn the ukulele. We were talking about Tiny Tim. Mm-hmm. I have no musical talent, so it's going to take an effort. But in the pantheon of learning instruments, where would you rank the accordion? The Rev's saying bass and guitar. Accordion.
Like how hard it is
to learn? Yeah, just like a degree of difficulty. What are the East German judges going to score you if you can nail it?
It's way easier than clarinet or oboe.
Boom.
Really?
There it is. All right. And that's a lot more fun. I mean, let's be honest.
It's fun.
Clarinet and oboe players probably never get any action. Accordion groupies? I know you have a girlfriend, but have you run across any
Woody
accordion
Allen,
groupies?
Woody Allen, I think, gets some action.
Really?
That's true, yes. But
well, yeah, but the what kind of
mostly
is that?
The
I mean, yeah, really.
All right. Have you run into some accordion groupies?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you go on tour, you know, there's you track.
Accordioopies.
Accordioopies?
I mean, every group's got a groupie.
Yeah. Keytar players? How do you feel about the keytar?
I don't know. I want one.
You're such a nice. Oh, you want one?
Oh, really?
I do.
I thought you were going to disparage.
I do, but I haven't gotten one because I disparage it at the same time.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm trying to think of Nerf Herder.
Those guys
guitar.
Are great.
Amazing. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I play with those guys
you
back
do?
In L.A.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. All yeah. right. We talked about who you opened for. Let's talk about the main course. Some venues you've played or some shows that are memorable and what you have upcoming. Because we want to get that out, but then I got to hear you play another song. So,
yeah, absolutely.
What do you have? Give me a show you really loved.
There was a. They Might Be Giants was they.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
They were influenced by Brave Combo as well.
Okay, really.
And they're super super nice guys.
And they've transcended
age.
And
they're from Brooklyn.
They do songs that. Eli, who's now asleep, could listen to.
Well, I've toured them about five times. Every time, I've always seen like a new batch of 19-year-old kids.
Yeah.
That like discovered this band, and it's great. They're very prolific, and they're very smart, and they write good songs. And
they're from
super,
Brooklyn.
And they're from Brooklyn.
They're the Ponce de Leon of rock and roll. They have the.
Well, I think they're from Massachusetts, but they made Brooklyn their home.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, so they are the conundrum that I am. They are a masshole who's also a New Yorker. All right, and you have a show coming up this Friday.
This Friday, we the band 357 Lover started doing this. We were trying to find a way. We were offered a residency at the Knitting Factory a long time ago. Awesome. We're trying to find a way to keep people around for the whole show. And so we decided to invite, we had a comedian, a singer-songwriter, another band, circus performer, a burlesque dancer, sometimes a magician, and
sounds like our show.
And then we'd always get New York One's Roger Clark to DJ.
We love Roger Clark. We love Roger Clark, who's been on this, who's not been on this show. He was on Arts and Seizures many times. Yeah,
super nice guy. So I dubbed him DJ New York One's Roger Clark.
Nice. Is it at the Knitting Factory this Friday?
No, it's at Cooney Technical College.
Wow, nice. All
right. And there, it's
open to the public though. You can get tickets?
It's free.
Free. That's free. The best kind of tickets there are.
Love those.
And where is CUNY Technical College?
It's off the York stop on the F train.
Oh, you can go get a good pizza and then check out the show.
Yeah.
And the students are going to video and they have animatrons at that school. They teach you how to make animatrons.
Like the ones from Cheers that were in the airports and stuff like that. And the animatrons, like little robotic.
Yeah, like at Disney World.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm thinking.
Did you see that documentary?
Like Raptors, you know.
The Rockefeller?
Yeah. All right, but listen. You got it. So where else do people find out where you're playing? You have a website or
Cormo.com or 357lover.com.
Any albums out that the people can pick up some music?
Yeah, on both those sites we have a new 357 Lover has a newish album that's on vinyl
but also a board game.
It's also an unfinished board game.
Yeah. Wow, I like it.
I got to get on it. And then we had a ballet perform to the album. Last March, a year ago, and we're still trying to get that up again.
Oh, amazing. And,
yeah.
All right. So anything else, Rev, before?
Cornwall,
honestly, phenomenal to have you here.
Thanks.
And we're going to just have you play out. And we're not even going to say anything. So if you want to play a song, and we're just going to enjoy it. And people, if you thought the accordion was not badass, you were mistaken. And the man at Eating Disorder now, Cornmo, has proven it, and he's now going to prove it again. And our 5-year-old co-host has fallen asleep, so this will blow him. He's awake. Nice, he's ready for the show. Wait, did you want to sing My Only Sunshine? This would be your chance. Just one verse of it? You want to come over here and sing one verse? Nothing?
No.
We were going to busk. You got an expensive kindergarten bill coming up. You know, we send you out in the Roberta's with Cornmo playing My Only Sunshine. We could probably make a dent in that thing. No? All right.
He forgot the words.
All right. Cornmo, what are you going to play us out on?
I'm going to play a song from the ballet. It's about Frankenstein. The ballet was called Severed.
That's awesome.
I'm going to put the mic away. Ladies and gentlemen, the illustrious, the amazing, the Viking-like Cornmo.
Here come the shines. I see them in the skyline. Party as part of you. Got my new dirty pants on. Teared in the sightline. The torches all are burning bright. Finding me in a forest of familiars. Suicide has failed me. Murder is so easy. My hands can quiet anyone. I can show off my new parlor trick. If I could play piano, show that I could channel my vengeance to a song about killing the rest. Here come the shines. I see them in the skyline. Party as part of you. Got my new dirty pants on. Teared in the sideline. The torches all are burning bright. Finding me in a forest of familiars. I built myself a pyre. Made it my last stargaze. Felt my blood was saying, keep it going. When I heard the doctor died, welled up and I almost wept. For the first tougher moment I felt bad for him. All those people had to go just to show. Here come the shines. See them in the skyline. Party as part of you. Got my new dirty pants on. Teared in the sideline. Torches are all burning bright. Finding us, finding me. In a forest of familiars. The party's right in front of you. I put it in a jar. Frankenstein the liquor. The past is all behind, behind the bar. Maybe familiar. Maybe it'll kill you. But I can always revive you. Cause the love is in the castle. The love is in the castle. I made it so inviting.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.